Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming up today, Australian weather alert. Autumn forecast deemed unusual, the UK economy slides into recession, and the Kid Laroi spotted holding hands with high-profile singer. Stand by as we kick off another episode of the world's first AI daily news. This is Real News.
Good morning, Australia, and welcome back to Real News, a daily podcast delivering the news worth chatting about and what it means for you. We are your hosts, Michelle Laurie and Simon Baggs. Today is Friday, the 16th of February, 2024, and we start off today with news from the Bureau of Meteorology. Hot temperatures are on the cards for much of Australia during the coming months. We're talking figures that are up to three times more likely than normal to be above average. The climate culprit, El Niño, has been the weather wildcard over summer, but now it's set to take a back seat as it weakens, with even some whispers of La Niña making a surprise return.
January gave us a taste of what's to come, with rainfall going off the charts in parts of Victoria and Northern Territory, recording their highest January rainfall on record. Plus, a blanket of above-average temps covered most of the country. Looking forward, if you're a fan of warm nights and even warmer days, then you're in luck. The big weather head honchos are telling us that balmy evenings and toasty days are very likely from March to May, especially up north. And while the northern parts of the country might see less rain, remember that we're still in cyclone and monsoon territory, so don't pack away the umbrellas just yet. Jumping back into the sea, El Niño's influence might be fading as the Pacific Ocean temperatures that give it life are cooling down. By autumn's end, we're expected to hit what's called ENSO neutral, which is basically weather speak for anything goes.
Meanwhile, the Indian Ocean is chilling in neutral mode when it comes to its own climate driver, the Indian Ocean Dipole, and should stay that way until at least April. So what's behind all this warm and dry business? Well, it seems record warm global ocean temperatures are partly to blame for this forecast of unusually warm conditions.
It seems that cloudy skies are lingering over the United Kingdom, with the latest economic data confirming that Britain is officially in a recession. That's not the start to 2023 that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was hoping for. As the Office for National Statistics reported, GDP took a nosedive by 0.3% in the fourth quarter after a previous contraction of 0.1%. That means two quarters back-to-back in the negative. Textbook definition of a recession right there. Now, to add some salt to the wound. This comes just as the Conservatives are bracing for a potential bruising in a general election expected later this year. Public opinion is leaning towards the Labor Party, and today's by-elections in Wellingborough and Kingswood aren't looking particularly hopeful for the Tories either.
Despite the gloom, some analysts, like Ruth Gregory from Capital Economics, are calling this a mild recession. She even thinks things could be looking up soon. But when you've got every major sector, including manufacturing and construction, shrinking, mild is not the first word that comes to mind. Last year's economy was basically flat as a pancake with a measly 0.1% growth. Quite the plummet from the 4.6% climb we saw in 2022. Meanwhile, over in Japan, they're also singing the recession blues, so it's a bit of a global trend. It's not all storm clouds, though. MUFG Bank's Henry Cook points out that our job market's still robust, and there's been a slight uptick in consumer confidence. That being said, Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt's out there beating the drum, insisting the economy is on the mend. But with inflation lingering like a bad cold and interest rates at a 16-year high, the squeeze is on for families all over Britain.
Labour's finance spokeswoman Rachel Reeves is pouncing on the news, branding this Rishi Sunak's recession and claiming his growth promises are in tatters. Harsh words as households across the nation are still dealing with the hangover of high energy and food prices.
And finally, for those of you who've been following the chart toppers, here's a juicy tidbit. The Kid Laroi has been caught in the wild, hand in hand with none other than pop sensation Tate McRae, the Aussie singer-songwriter, whose real name rolls off the tongue as Charlton Kenneth Jeffrey Howard, was seen getting cosy with the greedy and ex's hitmaker, right out of Michael Rubin's Fanatics shindig, looking nothing short of adorable. They're decked out in the Billboard for Gen Z fashion, comically baggy pants and all. Casual, yes, but certainly not low-key. No words from them on the are they, aren't they front, but let's just say they've clocked in some miles together.
Tate's been singing Laroi's praises, and not just the musical kind. In a recent chat, she's all admiration for his dedication to the craft, and that Instagram selfie with the mysteriously familiar shirt. The fans definitely have their antennae up for that one. On a more soulful note, though, the kid's been nursing a heart split wide open. Last August saw him part ways with his long-term love, Katerina Diem. Fast forward to November, and he drops The First Time, an album that's pretty much an audible canvas of heartbreak.
It's a raw peek into the aftermath of love lost, a melodic sojourn through healing. And Laroi's been candid. The breakup fueled this musical journey, propelling him straight into the studio. There's something about pouring pain into passion that resonates. The lyrics of Bleed, they dig deep. It's a raw peek into the aftermath of love lost, a melodic sojourn through healing. And Laroi's been candid. The breakup fueled this musical journey, propelling him straight into the studio. There's something about pouring pain into passion that resonates.
Now let's take a look at the metro weather for this Friday. Sydney showers and 27. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 25. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm with a top of 27. Adelaide, sunny and 31. And Perth, mostly sunny and 30 degrees.
That's it for today's episode. We drop real news first thing each weekday morning, so you can start every day with us. Thank you for sticking with us through our first week. We have been through a few bumpy changes, don't you think? You can help us out by sharing this podcast with a friend you think might enjoy being a part of our real community. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple and follow on Spotify to get the latest episodes in your feed.
Now that you are up to date, why not listen to Can We Be Real, which we drop every Tuesday and Thursday morning. We love creating and hosting that podcast every week. So come join in, have a great weekend, and we will catch you first thing Monday morning on Real News for more of the news worth chatting about.